Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's great expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah. With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.
What God was telling Abram is this opportunity that I'm providing for you is huge. It's bigger than you. It's larger than you've ever been before. Woo! I was talking to a gentleman just the other day who was actually in his 40s. And I was talking to his mother today who is actually in her 60s. And I'm talking to the mother, and I could not help but just for a moment, I got a glimpse of the son that I was talking to who was in his 40s, and I'm looking at the mother who's in her 60s, and the son that's in his 40s is up here, and the mother in the 60s is down here, and I couldn't help but to have a glimpse of a moment and think, all of that came out of this. And I want you to think for just one moment, how much has already come out of you that the enemy never gave you credit for being able to produce, never anticipated that you would ever be able to deliver, but you did. And God said, Abram, step out of your comfort zone. And I believe when God says to us this year that this is a year of spiritual renewal, you're going to step outside of your comfort zone. When God says, this is the year of my will coming to pass, God is bringing you outside of your comfort zone. And he's trying to get us to see just how big of an opportunity we actually have. You're going to walk, y'all. Matter of fact, let me prophesy over you. You're going to walk this year in a bigger expression of yourself than you have in previous years. Is it possible that there's a whole lot still inside of you that folk and your enemy and possibly yourself have not even given yourself credit enough to know how much expression is still left inside of you? But I prophesy over you, you will walk in a larger expression of who you are. This thing is huge. Tell your neighbor, this thing is huge here. Say, this thing is large. This thing is mucho grande. And some of us are like Abram. We're struggling because you're only looking at what you got. And you're asking yourself how. But God is saying, that's why it's spiritual renewal. You're not going to do this by yourself. If you ever get a hold of what I'm telling you right now, if you embrace this thing and walk in the realm of the Spirit, if you grab a hold of this banner and grab a hold of this theme, I promise you never, never, ever will your life be the same. But you got to get this thing. Touch two people and tell them, this is your opportunity. This is an opportunity, y'all, to be larger. And you're going to walk in a bigger expression, a larger, a greater expression of yourself. This is your opportunity. And for many of us, in the past, not now, not again, normal has been your chain. Normal has been the thing. Let me put you like this. Your normal has been the thing that's been limiting you or either holding you back. I was reading earlier today in Mark chapter 5 about how when Jesus came over into the land of the Gadareans and there was a man that was in the tomb that had been bound with chains and all types of ropes, and nothing could hold him because he would break them and just bend them asunder. But he had an encounter with Jesus. And what Jesus did is stepped up into his life and provided him an opportunity to be larger than where he was. And I was reading that text and I saw something today that I hadn't seen before. And I looked at the man's chains and I looked at why he was there and the fact that he had a spirit that governed and controlled him, and an encounter with Jesus set him free. And many of us, nobody has put chains on you but you. Nobody has put you in a cave but you. What do you mean? No, you're not physically living in a cage, but spiritually you're in a box. And your box, oh Lord have mercy, please hear me. Your box or your chain is your normal. But I prophesy to you tonight that your normal will not continue to hold you back. Because you got an opportunity that's in front of you and you're going to reach for a larger. Are y'all listening to me? You can stay stuck. You can stay where you've been. You can miss out on it. But for those who are going to grab it and those who are going to reach for it and those who are going to operate in it and say, God, this is larger than me and this is exactly where I need to be. I need a big opportunity. If that's you, say, I receive spiritual renewal in my life this year. So you got to do what others have done. You got to do what I've done. And you can't just say it once. You got to deal with it as it tries to present itself. In other words, you got to tell yourself, I'm breaking my normal. I'm breaking my normal. When you find yourself at a place where you encounter or you bump up against something this year, and it's trying to be like it was. You got to say, no, I'm breaking my normal. No. It's not going. I am not going to respond, not going to handle, not going to go back, not going to react. It's not going to be that way. I refuse to put myself as normal. I ain't normal this year. I got too big of an opportunity in front of me. This is my year. Oh, glory to God. This is my year of spiritual renewal, and I'm expecting God's plan. I'm expecting God's will to come to pass in my life. And I'm not afraid of his plan. I'm not afraid of his will because he already told me it's prosperous. He already told me what he expects for me. So it's not about just being like boxed in a house or being just in a geographical location, but it's about being at a large place in him. Acts 17 and 28, you can read it in your leisure. It says, in him we live, move, and have our being. God says, in me. There is no limits in me. It is in him we live, we move, and we have our being. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. God said, this spiritual renewal, in me you live, you move, and you have your being. There are no limitations in me. So I'm not limited to my job. I'm not limited to where I live. Woo, Lord have mercy. I'm not limited to two or three friends. I told somebody just the other day, you need to look at your circles. There's nothing wrong with having a circle where you help people, and in that circle where everybody in that circle, you're the happiest one in the circle. There's nothing wrong with that, but that can't be the only circle you got. You need another circle that you reach for. You got one here that you reach out for, and you got another one that you reach up to. You need another circle of people in your life where everybody in that circle is happier than you are. Because the circle that you're reaching down to, you're feeding them, but the one you reach up to, they are feeding you. And the temptation will be there. Well, I don't feel like it. I'm not at that place. I'm just not at a happy place. I don't feel like being around everybody is happy because I don't want to spoil the party. And I don't want to be the weak link in the chain. That's what God's trying to tell you. That's what you need. You need to walk in a room and be among people. And everybody got a laugh bigger than yours. Everybody got a smile larger than yours. You better get this. What are you saying? Opportunity is going to be there for you to be a larger expression of yourself. And you can't go keep reaching for the people where you are the happiest one in the room. Because the folk that need you all the time are not feeding you. You are feeding them. And you can't give people so long what you don't have. Look at somebody and say, opportunity. See, ain't nothing standing in your way but you. Ain't nothing holding you back but you. bust out of your normal chain. I'm not going to be normal at the interview. Well, I don't interview good. I used to not interview good. I don't do good when I take tests. I used to not do good when I take tests. I'm not used to how to handle that. I used to not know how to handle it. I hadn't been able to deal. I used to not be able to deal with it. What's the difference now? Opportunity. Touch your neighbor and say, a greater expression of yourself is screaming to come out of you. So whatever you've been imagining before, it's not larger than what God is opening up to you, because in our scripture on tonight, it's so large, it's so massive, it's so huge, until the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared. God, in other words, God said to me in preparation, what you've been seeing and what you've been planning and what you've been imagining, everything I got is larger than that. So what God is saying, I said, what do you say? Oh, God, oh, Lord, if I could just see all of that, and if I could see all of this, oh, Lord. And as soon as I started looking for what it was or what I even wanted to see, all I could see was opportunity. I saw the big word opportunity just flashing, just flashing, just flashing, just flashing. And then unity jumped out of it. So God says, Bishop, you ain't even seen with your eye. It ain't even entered into your ear. You ain't heard it. It ain't even in your heart yet what you and I can do together this year with your spiritual renewal. Do you get this? This is huge. This is huge. I want somebody to just shout, opportunity.
Opportunity.
That won't loud enough. Y'all shout it like you were tired, like you've been working all day. Yeah. As a matter of fact, prophesy it over two people. Just give them one word from the Lord, and that word is opportunity. Go ahead. When you turn to the left, when you turn to the right, when you get up, when you lay down, when you go to sleep, when you wake up, you can't measure with a stick, can't measure with a tape measure, can't measure with a calculator. It's a God opportunity. Huge, huge, huge. God told Joshua, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon shall be your course. And all God was telling him is the opportunity before you. It's huge. Huge. I was talking to someone today and praying for them where they had really bumped their head and made just a wild mistake last year. And I said to them, that major mistake that you made has now become an opportunity for you to make the best decision you've made in a long time. Watching a game last week, a young man was shooting, and he missed his shot twice, and his dad said, keep shooting, keep your confidence up, said, you're never going to make it if you stop shooting. Ooh. And it reminded me when I was on a golf course and I hit a wayward shot. And I called myself, I said, you dummy, why did you do that? And the man playing with me said, don't do that to yourself. That bad shot is nothing more than an opportunity to hit the best shot you ever made the next time you hit the ball. But Dean Grant, that never dawned in my mind, because I was so busy telling myself, how dumb could you be? Why you didn't ABC? And how many of y'all are so stuck on what you blew until you don't see the opportunity that's left right in front of you? This thing is huge. Listen, y'all, are you ready for this? This thing is so huge that you can't get upset over it starting small. Abram had no child. All he had was a big word from God. This thing is so huge. Y'all, please hear me. This thing is so huge. Despise not the day of small beginnings. This thing is so huge until it's going to start with a dime. It's going to start with 10%. You fussing and struggling over a dime. And out of a dime, God said, I'm going to take a dime. I'm going to take 10%. And I'm going to open all of heaven. But if you despise what I can start with a dime, you'll miss what I can open up. So I said, what? You mean to tell me if I had a window from heaven and a dime and God asked me, which one would I rather have? You'd be surprised at the number of people who are despising that small dime. What do you mean? They are so into that dime until they can't see the window. I need that dime for the cable bill. I need that dime for lunch tomorrow. I need that 10% for the light bill. And I'm not telling you don't need it. All I'm telling you is next paycheck, you're going to need it for the cable bill. You're going to need it for lunch. And you're going to need it for the light bill. And then next month, you're going to need it for the cable bill. You're going to need it for the light bill. And you're going to need it for lunch. And then next year, you're going to need it for the cable bill. Because, Lord Jesus, have mercy. You know why you're going to need it? Because you are stuck. Your normal has become your box. And God said, don't despise what I can do with something small. And when I get through, it's going to become something massive. Ooh-wee, look at your neighbor and say, I ain't thought about the dime like that. Say, but this is a new space. This is a new time. And God has created this for you to step into a higher expression of yourself. This is an inside job, y'all. This spiritual renewal is inside, and it's going to manifest on the outside. Ears haven't heard, eyes haven't seen. It hadn't entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared, because I love him. My dreams and my visions and my desires and all the things that God is giving you. Let me see your hand if you got some dreams. Wow. Let me see your hand if you got some desires. Woo. Let me see your hand if you still got vision. Woo. Touch two people and say, I ain't seen nothing but opportunity for you then. So stop listening to everything in the news. Stop listening to everything on the radio. Stop listening to what everything folk are saying and focus on what God is telling us. This is huge. This is big. If you see and receive God's opportunity as a large opportunity, then a large opportunity is what it's going to be. What do you mean, Bishop? Because it's coming out of you. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water that are going to be springing up into a life that's larger than you. There's something coming out of you that's going to be a larger expression of who you are. And all you got in front of you is opportunity. Ain't no man holding me back. The pale man, the brown man, the yellow man, the green man, the black man. Ain't no man holding me back. Are you listening to me? Ain't no system holding me back. No, because God done told me this is my year of spiritual renewal. Nothing is holding me back but my normal. So I'm not going to make excuses for anything and anybody that's holding me back. I got opportunity all in front of me. And I'm going to take it. Are you going to take it? I said, are you going to take it? If you're going to take it, shout opportunity one more time. Shout, this is my opportunity. Because God's going to bring some big things, y'all, out of some small stuff. So again, don't despise the day of small beginning. In spite of everything you've been through, everybody that tried to hold you back, everything that tried to keep you down and keep you out. Just think about how many times God has sent the angels to escort you out. And God has made sure. Woo-wee. God has made sure. Set us up for opportunity. What am I going to do with it? Oh, I'm glad you want to know. What are you going to do with it? God and I are unified in what's going to happen. This is huge. This is huge. How many of y'all believe that this is time or your time of opportunity? If you believe it, touch three more people and tell them this is your time of opportunity right now. Where are the people that didn't give up tonight? Where are the people that didn't quit tonight? Where are the people that didn't throw in the towel tonight? Where are you? Make some noise if you're one of those people. Come on, where are the people that made up in their mind that they're going to keep trusting God? That come hell or high water, no matter what, you are going to keep on pushing toward what you know God put inside of you. And I'm prophesying over you tonight. It's coming out of you. You receive this tonight? Stand on your feet and give God a hand praise if you receive it tonight. Clap your hands if your limitations are over. Clap your hands if you're not going to be intimidated. Clap your hands if you're going to reach for your opportunity. This is your opportunity. You're going to go down tonight knowing that I'm going to focus on the opportunities that God is putting in front of me. My passion and God's promise. That's my opportunity. When my passion clashes with the promise that God has made me, ain't nothing going to be in front of me, Bishop, but opportunity. And that's what we got. Let's pray. Take your neighbor by the hand. Say these words, I decree and declare. Opportunity. I decree and I declare. Opportunity. Reach. God has set before you an open door. And all you got to do is step towards it. You and God are in this together. Focus. Focus. Not on what's going on. Not what they're saying. Not what the enemy's trying to tell you. But focus on what God has said. This is your opportunity. So let's go for it this year. Come on, let's go for it this year. In Jesus' name, I release my faith. A greater expression of yourself is coming out of you this year. There's more in you than eye has seen, ear has heard, or has entered into anybody's heart. It's coming out of you. It's coming out of you. And it's springing up to everlasting life. So don't let anything and anybody steal your opportunity. And that's why the enemy has been coming at y'all to steal your opportunity. But I prophesy over you tonight. You're going to kick that robber out of your vision. Woo-wee! You're going to kick him out of your dreams. You're going to kick him out of what you know God has given you. Why? Focus. Say these words, and it is so. This hour, power, night. Get ready. You're getting ready to leave here tonight. Every day. I said every day. An opportunity from God is headed in your direction.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.